We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What it do?
Ladies and gentlemen,
my name's LT.
Very happy to go to the phones to welcome in one of the greatest of all time. 2006 MVP, future Hall of Famer, LaDainian Tomlinson. What's up, LT? How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're good. We always love hearing that song. How do you feel about it?
Well, it's me. You know, it's me. I mean, what can I say? You know, no, I mean, it's you know, it's become like, you know, part of who I am, and, you know, kind of my introduction of, you know, like when people have me on. I mean, it's a staple of something that I've done, like, you know, what I've done on the field. You know, when you replay some of the clips of what I've done on the field, that song is now becoming, you know, something that you can replay and say, you know, LT, you did that. And I did. That's me.
LT, man, I couldn't agree with you more. You did that, and you did more than just that. You're absolutely amazing. You're one of the few people that I always tell. They said, man, how was it playing with LT? And I said, and they was like, how was he as a person? Everyone's asking LT. And I said, the biggest thing about LT, if you can believe it or not, he's a better person than he was a football player. And so many people are like, wow. Because that's who you are. I remember my sister, born with Down syndrome, Twilight. She still loves you to this day. And you always went out of your way to make sure she felt comfortable. But just want to first appreciate you for that. Two, LT, I remember sitting with you, and I first got there, and I said, man, Corey Dillon's like, man, Lo, you lucky. You're going to go block for a great person. You're getting out of hell leaving Cincinnati. And I remember telling you, we're talking, I said, man, dude, what do you think? What do you, you know, you ready to ball? And you're like, you told me, I said, you're going to be a Hall of Famer. You're like, look, Lo, he goes, I don't want to think about anything. I'm living in that moment. And now when you get back and you think about all those moments and the times you did, how do you reflect now on your career and all the different things while you're out of the game now?
That's a great question, Lo. You know, and I think now, 5 years out, I've really started to reflect now, you know, because I've trained myself to never look back, you know, never look back. And, you know, that's just the way I train myself, you know, throughout playing football every single year and forgetting about last year, training your body to be the best that it can be so you can perform. And even when I left the game, never looking back, saying, okay, what's next? NFL Network, television, okay, how can I be really good at this? But now, you know, this Hall of Fame stuff has forced me kind of to look back. And it's simply amazing, Lo. I mean, I have no words to really explain how I feel about it, simply that it was simply the best years of my life. I was in tip-top shape. I was a young, hungry, strong, athletic guy that can do anything on the football field. That's who I was. And so, you know, it's hard to put into words certain games and certain times that we had, certain moments. It's a beautiful thing to have lived it and to share those moments with so many special people like yourself.
It's an incredible time. LaDainian Tomlinson joining us here on 95.7 The Game, one of 26 semifinalists for Pro Football's Hall of Fame. The finalists will be announced in January, sure to be on there, LT. You talk about looking back at your career, and we're faced with maybe the end of an era in San Diego approaching with the Raiders down there this weekend, perhaps for the final time. What are your feelings as you think about the Chargers perhaps leaving San Diego for good?
Well, it's thinking about that, I can't lie, it's sad to think about that. You know, Chargers have been there 55 years, and I've seen the highs and certainly even the lows of being in that city, experiencing football at its greatest, where everybody, you know, was excited about the Chargers, and there were, you know, buzz around the city about the team. And so I've lived that. And to think about that, possibly that can it can no longer happen for that city, for that community. It is heartbreaking because I know, you know, I served that community. And so I know, you know, what the Chargers have meant to a lot of those people in that community. Just hope, you know. And so it's sad to think about that. But, you know, at the same time, I think, you know, it's a democracy, guys. And you know, the vote, you know, the vote has spoken. You know, they had to vote. And, you know, the Chargers at this point, I don't know what else is there to do. They've kind of been forced to look otherwhere, you know, look somewhere else to try to get a new stadium or play somewhere else, rather.
The great LaDainian Tomlinson joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. He's also with the NFL Network. You can catch him every Sunday on NFL Game Day Prime at 8:30 p.m. Pacific. LT, you, during your run, along with Lo, Phillip, Drew, I mean, you guys, you were the cream of the crop in the AFC West. The Raiders were on the opposite end of the spectrum. Now here we are in 2016. The Raiders are a 10-win team with three games to play. They look destined for the playoffs. Bright young quarterback, lots of talent. How do you view this Raiders team? What's the limit? Like, what's the sky for them? And how would you be attacking them if this was your Charger team going against this silver and black squad?
Well, I think, you know, Derek said it perfectly, I think a few weeks ago, when he talked about Jack Del Rio and remaking that team. He said when Jack first got there, he said, hey, you know, I'm going to teach you how to play. You know, we're going to teach you how to compete. You know, let's just learn how to compete. And then all of a sudden it became, okay, I'm going to teach you how to win. You know, now I have to teach you how to win. And they're at that point where they have learned how to win. Now they must learn how to win the big games and the playoff games and games that are really important. You know, they have learned how to win in the regular season. They learned how to compete. They have what it takes, but now it's that next level that they must experience, and that's playoff football and really, you know, learning how to win when you don't have your best stuff that day.
LT, when you think about the Chargers and you think about the fans, and we know in San Diego there's a lot of Raider fans as well, and I remember you making a plea to the fans, you know, don't sell the tickets and all that stuff, and it was just, we got there and it was tough, but there was more Raider fans than Charger fans.
Yeah.
In this particular week, though, since the Chargers, one team seems to be ascending and the other team seems to be descending. You know, the Raiders, you know, they travel well. How do you think this stadium's going to be, and how much you think this crowd noise is going to be for the Raiders instead of the Chargers?
Yeah, I believe there will be the majority of Raider fans in Qualcomm this weekend. I just, you know, I've been there, you know, my first year when we weren't very good, the Raiders had more fans than we did. And that's kind of, for me, when it kind of, I guess something clicked in my mind at that point. And I said, you know what, this will never happen again. It will never happen again. Not while I'm playing here, you know. And it didn't. From, you know, they beat us their first time, my rookie year. That's when they went to the Super Bowl. They were really good. But from that point on, I don't believe they beat me again. And so it's going to be the same situation this weekend. There will be, because there are a lot of disappointed Charger fans. We know that. And nobody knows what's going to happen with the Chargers in terms of staying in San Diego or leaving. So we know how it is, Lo. We've been there. They're going to, you know, a lot of Chargers fans, I hate to say it, but they're going to sell those tickets. And there are going to be a lot of Raider fans this weekend.
LT, we're fortunate enough to hear from you and so many other players, Eddie George, guys that have played with Lo throughout his career. A great teammate, a great person. They speak so highly of him. How about we flip the script and we talk about something where Lo calls a problem or some story where in the locker room it was like, man, when is Lo Neal going to shut up for 5 minutes? We're trying to focus on something. You got anything like that you can share with us?
I love you, LT. I love you, baby.
No, I mean, I, you know, see, Lo used to – you know, he always had to make an example out of, you know, a rookie. So, you know, he would always take on, because Roe is he's a national champion wrestler, you know, and so a lot of these rookies would come in and they don't know the legend of Lorenzo Neal. You know, they don't know that the guy will pin you in 5 seconds. And so he would get the baddest rookie, the big baddest rookie, and start to pick on him a little bit until the rookie, you know, kind of bucked up to Lowe, and then they would start wrestling, and Lowe would pin every year it would happen. So, you know, that was kind of one of the things that, you know, he just was a little conniving in that way. Just a little sneaky in that way, you know, where he chose his victim. He chose his victim, and he would always get him.
LT, it's funny you say that, because I, Dan Dibley here, I'm the rookie on this show, and, you know, Joe has been very nice and hospitable, but Lowe's been trying to get me, LT.
Don't listen to him.
Don't let him do it. I've seen the story, a thousand times. Do not let him do it. He's going to sucker you in, and then he's going to, from the back, he's going to neck choke.
Hey, LT, you suckered and roped a lot of guys in on the football field. What drove you, LT, for greatness?
You know, I more than anything, Lowe.
Was it trying to not get choked out by Lowe?
No, because I was always behind him. You know, hey, he was the blocker, so he was always in front of me. Go. And I used to tell him, go. So, don't look back, or I'm going to neck choke you. So just go. No, but you know, Lowe, I think more than anything, it was trying to push my body, you know, to the limit, you know, like, because it was way beyond, you know, what I did on the football field in terms of you know, that Sunday. But imagine, you got to get ready for that Sunday. So it was all this stuff in the off season. You got to really commit. If you want to be great in any sport, in any game, you have to really commit yourself year round. And I was willing to do that, where a lot of guys, they're not. They're not willing to do that. And so that's what it was, being able to commit myself and be disciplined year-round, push myself to the limit so that I can be my best on Sunday. And really, Sunday, it was easy. It really was. It was so easy, because that was my heaven. That the football field was my heaven, and you know, I enjoyed it.
Well, T, I tell you what, we enjoyed you. I always tell people, you came to do two things on Sunday: chew bubble gum and kick ass. And on Sunday, you were always
fresh out of bubble gum.
Hey, dog, thanks for joining the show, brother. Congratulations. We know where you're going at the hall, and we'll bring you back on. And really appreciate your time, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.